authors. I'm Joanne Morrell, children's and young adult fiction writer and author of Short Nonfiction for Authors. Thanks for joining me for the Hybrid Author Podcast, sharing interviews from industry professionals to help you forge a career as a hybrid author, both independently and traditionally publishing your books. You can get the show notes for each episode and sign up for your free author pass over at the Hybrid Author website to discover your writing process, get tips on how to publish productively, and get comfortable promoting your books at www.hybridauthor.com.au. Let's crack on with the episode. Hello, authors. I hope you're all keeping well in whatever part of the world you reside and listen to the podcast in. Today's interview is with Jessie Vong on how poetry serves as a form of healing and self-discovery. And we chat exploring deeply personal themes in her work, The Secret Poems, what first drew her to poetry as a form of self-expression and healing. Poetry is a powerful tool for self-discovery, poems helping others on their healing journeys. Jessie's advice to individuals looking to use poetry as a form of self-reflection and emotional release, and much more. So in my author adventure this week, it's been a very podcast-centered week. Lots of interviews and behind-the-scenes stuff as I navigate new processes, new programs I'm working with, and new ways of marketing. If you were listening a few episodes back, I was talking about a block of time schedule I have put together. And I haven't done super well with sticking to it, unfortunately. But it has made me see the kind of working habits I'm in and how I can go about changing them. Change is always hard. But if you first identify what you want to change, whether that be a particular habit or one you want to create centered around your hybrid author career or your hybrid author business, don't expect to nail it first time. Well, congrats if you do, but it's good to identify why you might not or didn't. As Junior Bernard from episode 153 says, persist, persist, persist. Keep going until you get to what you want, what you want to do, whether that be processes, changing up habits, or creating one. If you're an avid listener of the podcast, you'll know it's been a really trying time for me in my personal life. I've been going through separation and now on my way to divorce proceedings as navigating life as a single parent. It's been really tough the last couple of years. This week has been no exception. My work has to stop with some of this going on. It takes a lot of time to process what needs to be done in terms of paperwork. And it's also taking a massive emotional toll on myself as well as the other people around me. But I have paused during some of these hard times this week and just free-flowed writing, that be on a piece of paper. I think I did it on the computer as well. This is really just to remember how I felt and what I thought about that situation in that moment. It's not really for me to make sense of it, like we discuss in the upcoming interview with Jessie Vong, but more for me to authentically use my emotions, thoughts, and feelings in the future for future narratives for characters going through the same thing. Both practices are a great way to get down on page your thoughts, your feelings, out of your body, you know, your brain, to visually see them and release. Jessie talks about that more in the upcoming interview. This episode is sponsored by Sanguine Press, my imprint of feel-good, fast-paced, emotionally charged women's contemporary fiction. The writer, the hairdresser, and the nurse intertwines the struggles and dynamics of three women's working, family, and romantic relationships, leaning on their longtime friendship to help get them through. And my short nonfiction for authors, author fears and how to overcome them. How many times have you said your writing's crap or shied away from calling yourself an author? Take comfort in knowing your author fears are valid. Other writers feel the same way you do, but are not letting fear stop them from putting themselves out there. We're all feeling the fear, but doing what we love anyway. And you can too. And freelance writing, quick tips for fast success. Starting a freelance business? Place yourself in the pro position before you've met with your first client. Invest 1 hour gaining 60 plus quick tips to save yourself time, money, and stress, discovering the little but important factors previously unconsidered, having never worked directly with clients before. Books come in ebook, print, and some audio, and range from $10, $15 to $28 each. Now on with the episode. Desi Bong is an emerging artist and poet currently pursuing art therapy studies at the College of Complementary Medicine in New South Wales, a journey she began in October 2024. With a passion for creativity and mental health advocacy, Desi's work bridges the worlds of art and healing, inspired by her deep belief that art is food for the soul. Her poetry journey began when her art therapy lecturers recognized her talent and encouraged her to publish a book combining insightful verses with her personable hand-drawn illustrations. This creative endeavor reflects her dedication to expressing abstract thoughts and emotions, encouraging readers to reflect, grow, and discover new perspectives. Wow. Welcome to the Hybrid Author Podcast, Desi.
Thank you, Joe. I'm so excited to be here today. It's been lovely seeing you, finally. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled to have you join us today. Your bio shares a lot of how you got into writing and poetry. But tell us, how's the adventure been so far?
Yeah, the adventure has been overwhelming. It's attracted a lot of attention at school. Like, my lecturers have noticed that talent in me and encouraged me, being so supportive and understanding of what I'm going through, whether it be loss, love, grief, and beauty. So,
well, that's amazing. Well, you know, your collection is The Secret Poems, and it does explore deeply personal themes, as you've just mentioned. What first drew you to poetry as a form of self-expression and healing?
At my grandma's eulogy, I had my first poetry I wrote. So, and I revisited the poetry during my time at College of Complementary Medicine in 2024, October. Usually after meditation, I responded with writing and an image or drawings. For myself, I did both. And a poem followed every meditation and an image accompanying that. My first poem with CCM was called The Mask. And consecutive after that, there were 40 poems driven from school prior to publishing my book. And then in the book, I've written 60 poems almost, and they have really nice illustrations that accompany them. So in terms of healing and self-expression, I experienced a lot of emotional pain, suffering, loss, and beauty, but I used a different lens, a lens of magic, a lens of hope for the collective. Poetry creates safe space of untapped poetry until now, and the writing of it lets me let go of the emotions to vent, to take action and accountability. Unloading the weight I carried inside, it's not just an outlet for expression, it was healing me as well. After writing the poems, I would self-reflect and it validated my strengths. I made sense of the pain, not just feeling lost in it. Realizing that these feelings do not hold me back, but it propelled me to alchemize what I was going through. It made sense. And I realized that being an alchemist now, I transmuted negative feelings into positive ones. And my self-expression is sharpened over the time while studying at CCM. I turned my heart and mindful thoughts into something meaningful and even beautiful on paper. This made me feel full, have full control over things and let go of things more easily. Over time, I came to realize that signs and synchronicity through poetry allowed me to navigate life more peacefully, gracefully, and with purpose. It helps me move towards self-reflection using a different lens from outsiders' views or as a collective. In terms of healing, I took full accountability of what I was experiencing. And for my actions and reflections of the poetry reflected back to me a mirror of what I was experiencing, but looking back would make me stronger and heal.
It sounds like you mentioned, you know, loss, and you'd lost a grandmother there, and, you know, poetry in words and things like that just seemed to come to you. You've released that on the page. I love that you look at that and then reflect on your thoughts and feelings there and how you're feeling about it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For many people, journaling and storytelling to process the emotions. For me, it's about a powerful self-discovery. Poetry can be very abstract, It can rhyme, it cannot. It can be a collection of random thoughts. Usually the poetry I've come across in postmodernist times, that kind of poetry has been a bit dark and venting. However, my poetry is not like that at all. It's so positive, it's so healing, it gives you hope, it opens up a space for understanding and non-judgment. It gives a different lens, building a foundation for deeper strengths and understanding is what my book promotes.
With poetry for yourself, it's a more freeing kind of medium than journaling or storytelling. For myself, I've only just gotten back into journaling, but yeah, I go to storytelling first, but it sounds like poetry to you has let you go off in all different avenues.
My book focuses on themes of like how to tackle life from different perspectives. For example, to name a few, my book, there's a lot of themes that might resonate with people. For example, my poetry, some of them are called heart work, beautiful detail, highest expression, walking manifesto, the most powerful, and the preparation. So these are great reads. They're good life hacks if you're struggling to navigate through life. Ultimately, poetry became a mirror reflecting who I was, who I am, and who am I becoming. Through it, I continue to evolve, gaining deeper understanding of my and also the world around me, hopefully the collective, which is universal, can resonate with some themes there too.
It sounds quite spiritual, like a healing journey in itself. Have you found that?
Yeah, I feel like ever since starting studies at CCM, they've unlocked the whole Pandora's box of things in terms of spirituality in art therapy, which is a course I'm doing with CCM. We've experienced a lot of art versus spirituality versus psychology. I work as a counselor and an art therapist. We bring in a lot of methods to explore, whether it be through writing, poetry, example, or facilitating an image and breaking it down. There's almost like a spiritual awakening for me.
Have you been using your work to share with others to help them on the process? Is this what you see the book, The Secret Poem thing, a way to help others forward?
I'm a practicing counselor now, and I use my poetry books with my clients. I've gifted some people books. I've read a few passages for some other clients. It's absolutely life-changing for them because in the sessions I have, we explore anxiety, depression, grief, loss, even bullying or relationship problems. And the book is a powerful tool to explore those kind of themes. It's really important to read, digest, and unpack and understand what really is the trigger, what really is the element or the foundation that leads from something to something else. To be honest, I wish someone could have written this poetry book for me when I was a lot younger in my teens. It is such a powerful read. It is such a powerful tool. It has given me so much perspective, letting go, transforming into a different version of myself, aligning with my higher self and manifesting beautiful and great things in my life. It gives me peace. Every time I reflect on my writing, I'm like, wow,
yeah,
this is containing all the drama, all that problematic things that you're dealing with into one like physical, tangible thing that you can look at and see what's contained there and let go.
That's amazing. It makes sense to release it and visually see it because it's how we writing, I guess, and any form of writing, poetry, it sounds especially.
Yeah.
Sense of our feelings and things. And then if other people read it and they connect with it, they're going through the same thing. And it sounds like the people you work with could maybe see, oh, I could express myself this way, or I'm feeling this exactly.
Yeah.
And you wish the book was around when you were younger. Did you write poetry when you were younger at all, or any kind of form of writing? Or
the first poetry I ever wrote was in 2022. That was my grandma's eulogy. I was having a writer's block and I left it to the night before her funeral. I sat there and it just word vomited in front of me. And it took 10 minutes to write the whole poem. And it was a pretty lengthy poem and it rhymed and it connected. a lot of people were shocked after that when I read it. And I was like, wow, this is such a gift. And I never did any other poetry outside of that until CCM at the College of Complementary Medicine.
Were you nervous doing the eulogy that you didn't have anything, or you thought, and then it just came to you, which is pretty cool?
Yeah, it really just came to me because I didn't know how to structure what I was going to say in the eulogy, and we didn't have enough time, and I didn't know how the audience was going to receive the poetry, because I haven't really been to a funeral where a person has read a eulogy that's a poetry form. So that was something new, and I didn't know what they were going to expect. After I read it, people were like, what did you just say? Like, jaws just dropped, and it was amazing, a magical moment, because the poetry was so touching, not on just a personal level, but a universal or like community level that I was dealing with. So it was really interesting to see their reactions. It did rhyme. It did have a pattern, and an open and closed very sequentially. So there was a pattern in the poem. And it was really inclusive. It wasn't just personal. It was very like how other people saw my grandma and how I sort of saw her as well, being such a special entity in my life, you know?
That's like a special piece. Is that in the secret poems? No.
That's a great idea. I'm thinking of writing more poetry so I can include my grandma's eulogy poem in it in the future. There's always time for that. And I feel like it deals with a lot of grief, appreciation, and celebration of her life. It does make sense for me to include that poetry in the next poetry version book.
It sounds like you've given her a good tribute. I don't know her, but it sounds like it's an absolute beautiful piece, and you should definitely hear it with us. For those who might feel hesitant about writing poetry, I think sometimes people feel it has to be a certain way, but it's whatever comes out at the time. Do you have any advice for our listeners looking to use poetry as a form of self-expression?
I think for people starting to write poetry, it's a bit of a challenge because they overthink it. They get a brain fog or think it's too challenging or too personal or too dark and deep. Sharing your experiences onto paper or whatever can be very triggering for a lot of people. It can be very overwhelming, but it's worth the hype. If journaling works for you, journaling is great. It's fantastic. It can open up another Pandora's box to poetry as well. People who are living their own lives might face mental health issues or trauma. Poetry is great to navigate through a difficult time. It has a distinctive style with the poetry and the illustration. Each poem is definitely different too. The themes are so distinctive to each other. Hopefully, it's like a life hack to wisdom, wonderment, and beauty. Through self-reflection and shift in perspective, I found not only healing for myself, but also to offer hope to others who might be on a similar path. But I understand how other people might be hesitant to write poetry.
Do you think people can get bogged down in the structure of poems, whether it be rhyming, rhyme, or it needs to be a structure? Do you suggest just being like, just go for it, just be natural, don't worry about format till the end?
Poetry I've come across in contemporary poetic sort of times in postmodernism, like I said before, lots of poetry is bled onto paper, sorrow, grief, darkness, and not so much light after the tunnel. A lot of poetry can focus a lot on the negative stuff, and maybe somehow they can use a tunnel vision to see a positive light after the darkness. There is more balance, there's more healing to it. They can project their emotions for a positive outcome if you're writing a poem. So the themes of, you know, loss, suffering, and despair, there is like, you know, a light after that. This can be effective through self-reflection and emotional release. You should feel confident in yourself when you're writing. There's no right or wrong way to write. You know, there can be structure. There doesn't have to be structure. It can be as abstract. It can be affirmations tied together. It can be passages. It doesn't have to make complete sense, because one person who's looking at that poetry may not understand it to the next person who is there. So
I love what you're saying there. That's great. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So you should feel into yourself on how to express your poetry. Sit with yourself, honor yourself, be your number one cheerleader. It really builds confidence. And then you can reflect and go, oh, fresh eyes, I wrote this. Wow, I am resilient. I am validated. I am empowering myself, not yourself, but other people too, because there can be a huge audience out there that needs this message.
I love that. I really love that, Jessie. That's really encouraging and positive. And I think hopeful, like you said, for a lot of people. And it's nice because I think people do think poetry is pretty negative and heavy, but you give it a hopeful, inspirational spin on it. It's just gorgeous.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your illustrations, do they come first or is it the poetry that comes first and then you're inspired to draw?
With illustrating my poetry, I love to use fine liner work. So a lot of my illustrations are liner-based, but I do create the poetry first. Yep. I've done that with the meditations at CCM, and I've generated a passage, a poetry passage, and then I match it with how I'm feeling inside and how it resonates in a form on paper. I don't create the artwork first. I listen to myself first, and then whatever it might reflect in illustration work.
That's absolutely gorgeous. You have a book launch this week coming up. It's very exciting. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. My book launch is happening in Busy Bird Publishing Company in Melbourne. And we're starting that event at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The first 30 attendees that come across, they get to receive a free book of my poetry book. And so that will be exciting. There'll be finger food, catering, and champers. You can find the book on Amazon, Booktopia, Barnes & Noble. And yeah, you should really check it out. The reading's great. And one word of advice for other people wanting to write poetry, it doesn't have to make sense. It can be abstract from your heart. Just give yourself space to listen to your heart instead of having a huge brain fog about it. We do feel more in the heart than other areas. Perhaps start there. The key is to write from the heart. So to trust what comes through the heart and to allow and process to bring healing and insight from there.
That's amazing. Congratulations on the big launch. Is it going to be held at Busy Bird Publishing?
Yes, it's at Busy Bird Publishing. They're located in Melbourne. Unit 2-118 Para Road, Montmorency in Victoria, 3094.
Fantastic. And how has it been, your publishing with them? Because this is your first work that you've published.
They've been really helpful and understanding of the layout I want the book to look, the color of the pages, the illustration on the front cover. I have a design and a graphic design background, so I basically created the front cover, what I wanted them to put into the pages, each page, how I wanted it to look. I supplied the biography and the blurb at the end. They helped me put it together efficiently. I'm very happy with the product and the process. Well done, Busy Bird Publishing. You've helped me so much achieve this goal to write a beautiful book.
It sounds like quite a hybrid collaboration there. And we've spoken to authors from them and they're fantastic as well. We can't wait to see all the pictures and everything.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely fantastic. See the book once more for everyone who's going to run out and buy. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it.
And you will love the read. Such a life hack. And it's just a beautiful lens to look through.
What about yourself? Do you have a website or where can people discover all the stuff that you do on and offline?
Sure. So I have a page on the internet. So that's called www.feelheartscounseling.com. And I do have an Instagram page called feelheartscounseling. You'll find all that stuff there. And there's a link to the poetry book on the website. So you can purchase that on Amazon or other online platforms like Booktopia and Barnes & Noble.
Great. And you said there's ideas for more works in the future. Have you made a start writing them? Or are you just writing the launching wave at the moment?
Absolutely. So there's a few poems I haven't included from my course, and they can be involved in the next version. I will include my grandma's eulogy poem. I think she would appreciate that where she is now. Soon enough, maybe in a couple of months or so, I'll release another version of the poetry book.
Yeah, we'd love to read that. It all sounds fantastic. And congratulations on all you've done. And your book looks amazing. So,
yeah, I'll just quickly flick through with you on it. So,
wow. It's just gorgeous.
So much healing, so much pain that I've gone through to do that, but so rewarding at the same time.
Especially that you're going to connect with others and help them in their journeys.
Absolutely. That's what would make me happy.
Thank you so much, Jessie. That was absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Joanne. You're amazing.
Thank you. So there you have it, folks, the truly inspiring Jessie Vaughan. If you're in Melbourne, get yourself down to Jessie's book launch happening this Sunday, 6th of April at Busy Bird Publishing. We wish you a fabulous launch, Jessie, and can't wait for your book, The Secret Poems, to be out into the world. It is absolutely gorgeous. Congrats. Next time on the Hybrid Author Podcast, we have Stephen Whiteside on Snow, Fire and Gold, writing Australian historical narrative nonfiction. Stephen Whiteside has been walking and skiing through the Australian mountains for most of his life. He has also been writing for many years, mostly rhyming verse, but also short stories and articles about Australia's history and natural environment. Many of his poems have been published in magazines or anthologies, both in Australia and overseas, or won awards. In 2014, Walker Books published a collection of his poetry for children, The Billy That Died With Its Boots On and Other Australian Verse. In 2015, the book won a Golden Gum Leaf for Book of the Year at the Australian Bush Laureate Awards during the Tamworth Country Music Festival. In 2016, he judged the secondary school section of the Dorothea McKellar Poetry Awards. Last year, he self-published his first novella, Snow, Fire and Gold, the story of Bill Spargo and Evelyn Piper's life in the Australian mountains. This year, he is publishing another novella, Pearl Bradshaw, Princess of Hotham. Whiteside works as a GP in Melbourne. This is an absolutely incredible interview with Stephen coming up. So I hope you tune in, and I wish you well in your author adventure this next week. That's it for me. Bye for now.
That's the end for now, authors. I hope you are further forward in your author adventure after listening, and I hope you'll listen next time. Remember to head on over to the Hybrid Author website at www.hybridauthor.com.au to get your free author pass. It's bye for now.